Hey everyone! So by now you know I'm a dating coach, and I'm sure when most people hear that, their initial thought is that I help single people learn how to date. And sure, that's part of it, but it encompasses much more than that. In fact, on today's episode, we're going to talk about dating after marriage. And I mean dating your spouse, because I had to clarify because I told somebody what I was going to talk about. And they looked at me with this like super inquisitive look. And so, no, I do not encourage infidelity. We're talking about dating your own spouse.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.
The awkward dating moment was shared to me by a friend. He said he was on a first date with a woman. She asked him if she could drive his car, and he let her. She was speeding and was pulled over. And when the cop pulled up, she asked if he could quickly switch seats with her because she didn't have a valid driver's license. He said he was so shocked at her request that he switched with her. He knew the cop and they were friends, but he let him off. But apparently his date had an outstanding warrant and was taken in handcuffs. So I guess that eliminated the awkward first date doorstep scene. So this one wasn't just an awkward dating moment. It was a whole awkward date. So I felt bad for him. All right. I am so excited to have a special guest on today who I feel like she is an expert in this subject. She's my good friend, Annette Ahlstrom. Hi, Annette.
Hi, Deb.
Thanks for joining me. I think Annette is an amazing woman. So Annette has a passion for teaching and showing others how they can live on purpose and enjoy the journey when even the road has bumps and potholes along the way. She loves teaching mindfulness skills and finding peace in the storms of life. She's married to Dave, her best friend and soulmate, for 36 years. They've been married. They have 10 kids. She beat me by 3. That includes 6 boys and 4 girls, and she has 11 grandkids. Life has been a journey and adventure and has taught her so much over the years, and she loves teaching others about the things she's learned. So I don't know if you caught that, but she has been dating Dave for 36 years. So that's why I feel like she's an expert on this subject. Okay, Annette, now that we know a little bit about you and your family and your work, we're ready to tap into all of your expertise and knowledge to help us be better married daters. So, the first question I have for you is whether you are newlyweds, have hit that 7-year itch, or you're more the middle-aged couple, why is it important to date regularly?
It's important to date regularly because as you date, it keeps you connected as a couple, and it shows that you're making your marriage a priority. And as you do activities together, you learn and you grow together. And I even heard that as you do scary things, mm-hmm. and go out of your comfort zone, it yeah. bonds you because, like, when you go to a haunted house, you're mm-hmm. all, you know, and you're encouraging each other. And when you get really scared, you laugh. Marriage therapists have said how doing stuff like this mm-hmm. can really help your relationship.
Because, I had never thought of that.
Yeah, because it helps you bond as you're doing those scary things together and encouraging you. Though I told my husband I will never skydive with him.
Oh, yes.
I have done a zip line and I have done
a tightrope.
You have done a tightrope?
Well, just the zip line in Midway when we had to go that on that line mm-hmm. that was really scary.
Yeah.
So anyway, be safe and stuff, but when you go out of your comfort zone, it helps you.
So do you have things that you are scared of but Dave is not?
Oh, yeah, a lot. He cliff dives and does all that stuff. I'm more of a chicken, but I mean, just doing the zip line was mm-hmm. really going out of my comfort zone.
Did you do it because he wanted you to? Or did you really want to?
I did it just because I had heard this concept in a marriage class. So I knew I couldn't skydive with them.
Awesome!
that I knew that I could do the zip line.
Oh, okay.
And I've done the flume in Grace, Idaho also, which is really scary.
Yeah. Well, so you did it to help your marriage.
Yeah, I did it to help my marriage and to do something that my husband's interested in and not just everything that I'm interested in. I wanted to do something that stretched his adventure.
Okay, perfect. I remember when I had little kids at home, it was hard to make time to get out and date. And since it's important to date regularly, how do parents of young kids find time to date?
You can be creative. I've noticed that my children, with their kids, they're really good at having a schedule. And they get their kids to bed by 8 o'clock at night. So that gives you a couple hours that you could hang out with your spouse.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And you don't have to go away from home to have a date. Some people I know have just pitched a two-man tent in their living room.
Oh, wow.
And they've just watched
fun.
Yeah, they've just watched TV or a movie from the two-man tent. And they have snacks in there. And
so they feel like they're somewhere else, but they're actually still at home.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great idea.
It doesn't have to be hard. When we were a young newlywed couple and we had one or two kids, we would just put the kids in the stroller. And you can talk really well with your spouse when you're walking.
Oh, I've heard that. I've talked to somebody today and she was telling me that same thing.
Yeah, guys talk when they're doing activities. So guys don't really talk to talk, but if they're playing sports together or doing things like that. So if you're doing an activity with your husband, they're probably going to talk to you a little bit more as they're doing the activity.
And walking
was a perfect way to talk. You could go on bike rides and have a bike trailer for your children if you have a couple kids.
Oh, okay.
Or when your kids are a little bit older, you could have them babysit for an hour while you went for a walk or a bike ride or out for an ice cream.
Yes, I remember when my oldest was old enough to babysit. It was like heaven. She probably says that we had her babysit way too much. So that's good when they're old enough to tend.
Yeah. And we paid them to babysit. So my daughter is paying her son to babysit his brother that is 5 years younger than him. And it's funny because the 11-year-old's babysitting the 7-year-old and they get along, but the 7-year-old's like, if I'm really good for him, will I get paid?
That's worth paying them for, I think.
You know, so yes. And then we did a candlelight dinner for our anniversary, and we had our first baby. She was a toddler. And she just was in her high chair with us at the candlelight dinner, and she loved the candles.
Oh, wow.
So, and the pictures we have in our scrapbook, she's in the high chair with us with our candlelight dinner.
That's so sweet. I think that's good to remember. I think sometimes we just think if we can't go out, then we might as well not do anything, but I think that's sweet to have her there with you in your candlelight dinner.
Yeah. And another thing about dating, we don't just say we're going to go out. We take turns asking the other person out.
Really?
Yeah. Aww. And we won't tell them what we're doing. We'll just say, okay, be ready at 5:30 and you need to have these kind of clothes on.
How fun.
It is fun. So you don't want to just get in the car and say, well, where should we go eat or what should we do?
Yeah, that makes it way more fun.
Yeah. And we take turns asking out. Like, we just went to a Latino festival that was our state did, and it was free.
Oh, yeah.
And they had food from all the different countries. They had the Latino band and dancers.
Oh, wow.
And it was free. So I just watched the paper for events.
That is a great idea.
In Eden, they did an outdoor concert that was free.
Oh, wow. Those are things that you wouldn't normally do.
Yeah.
I think that's so fun. And when it's his week to plan, or if he asks you out, are you just like so excited all day?
Yeah, it gives you something to look forward to. We used to surprise each other and kidnap each other overnight and stuff.
Oh my gosh, you guys are so fun.
I can tell you I don't have money, but what I do have are a very particular set of skills.
And you used to help with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, but we found out it's more fun to look forward to it.
Yes. You would have the whole week to look forward
yeah.
to it. I think that's such a great idea.
So we quit surprising each other that way, and we started just the week before saying, I'm going to kidnap you overnight.
Oh.
So they can look forward to it. And it makes it so much easier when you're dealing with kids.
Yeah.
And rough days at work that you have this thing that you're looking forward
that
to.
That is such a great idea. So do you go on a date every week?
We try to go on a date every week. I mean, we have 10 kids and it got kind of hard when we had our kids babysit. Sometimes right before we were going to go on the date, we knew if we left them, they could kill each other. So So it's like, we cannot go on this date. You know?
We'll have to have a rain check for this one.
So we did a rain check, and we started doing rain checks. And before we knew it, we weren't dating.
Oh.
And it happens without you knowing it.
Yeah, it can happen fairly quickly, I would imagine.
And then we got busy with soccer and with kids' sports and stuff. So I think we went a few years. We kind of dated, but it was hit and miss.
Mm-hmm.
And then we weren't being able to talk as much because Dad would get home from work and the kids all wanted to talk to him.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he's an accountant, so tax season, I hardly saw him.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually were drifting apart.
Oh.
And we're a really cute couple. The neighbors mm-hmm. think we're awesome.
You are. You
and
are.
Stuff. But I told my husband, we're kind of drifting apart here. And he's like, we are. I was like, you weren't even going to do anything about it.
So he actually acknowledged
yeah,
that, though.
He did. We're both really easygoing, and mm-hmm. we don't like to make the other one feel bad.
Oh.
So we weren't saying anything. But that's another important part of a relationship is being vulnerable, being able to say, hey, I don't feel as connected to you as I used to feel. What are we going to do about this?
Yeah. So do you do that now?
We do that now.
Oh, perfect.
And we started taking marriage classes. Utah State University offers them, and I'm sure a university around you would. And we've started doing the marriage classes. And during COVID, we did them on Zoom online, and it has been a life changer.
Oh, wow, that's good. That is yeah. good. So what are ways to connect with your spouse during your busy day or week?
So we've started doing, what are they? The chalk markers? They're in bright colors. You can do them on your bathroom mirror.
Oh.
And they wipe off really easy.
Oh, yes, yes.
So you can leave notes on the bathroom mirror for your spouse.
Oh, that's fun.
In the chalk markers, and they just wipe off really easy. So now I'll do happy birthday notes for him, and I'll do the dots on the letters. And it's kind of cute because he does the dots on the letters in the different colors.
How cute.
You know, and I thought that's really nice because it's not a guy thing, but he knows it's my thing, so he does it for me.
Mm-hmm.
But leaving notes on the mirror, and he'll leave notes. He'll leave like 10 or 11 notes around the house for me.
Aww.
And he'll write with one of 11.
Oh, with those markers?
He does them on little pieces of paper that he cuts into strips.
Oh, my goodness.
And he hides
it
in the...
all that trouble.
I know. He hides it in the microwave and the toothpaste drawer, you know.
Oh, and he'll write, like, one of 11 so you
yeah.
know that there's 11 of them?
Yeah.
Oh.
So sometimes it takes me all day to find all 11 of them.
That's so cute.
But those are just little things that make your relationship a priority. We mm-hmm. also, you can send texts to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like to know that you're attracted to them, that you love their arms or their
uh-huh.
chest or,
yeah.
or that you feel loved when you're wrapped
and
in their strong arms.
And, yeah.
Or thanks for providing for us and for going to work and sacrificing.
Yeah.
They love to hear that too. And so you can send texts, and now you can do the gifts over text.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we'll do that.
Do you find that when you do that more, then he reciprocates
yes.
more?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like, and I know when I was married, I would think, well, if he loved me enough, he would do this. But I think it's so important to just tell them what you want.
Yeah.
Or do it yourself, and then he will see and know how great it feels and then follow.
Yeah, it's super important. And when we were becoming drifted apart, I was starting to be annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And just when he'd leave his shoes around or...
Oh.
And it would be like, if he really loved me, he
yeah.
would pick up my shoes.
Yeah.
But
why do we think that?
I know. But then I love a statement that says, Russell M. Nelson said it's the circumstance in your life doesn't determine the joy we feel. It's the focus in our life.
Oh,
and
yes,
I was focusing
good.
On everything that was annoying me mm-hmm. about my husband instead of everything that I liked about
yeah.
him. And you know what? People will mirror what we are feeling. They don't do it on purpose. It just happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I was mirroring that I was annoyed.
Yeah.
So then he was being annoyed with me
mm-hmm.
about things.
That is so good to realize.
And I went just in 3 days from being aware of what was going on with that.
Mm-hmm.
I went from being annoyed and just thinking, to being totally in love and just
really
like, what a wonderful guy I'm married to.
Just by changing your focus.
Yeah, and he didn't change anything. It was me
wow,
changing.
That's amazing.
But
that just shows you the power that we have over
yeah.
ourselves
mm-hmm.
and our thoughts and our focus.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic.
So I did have a couple friends whose husbands passed away. So that kind of changed my
yeah.
thinking too. I was just grateful that I had a husband
yeah.
to leave his shoes around.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
For me to pick up.
That's true. We need to step back and think about that every once in a while.
But I basically just needed to start watering the grass on my side of the fence.
Yeah, that is good. Good suggestions. So what are some suggestions for couples who are our age and maybe facing the empty nest stage? And I've heard this before, that they get worried about it because they don't even know each other anymore. Mm-hmm. And I've also heard sometimes they don't even like each other anymore. What are some suggestions for those couples?
Well, some of the things we've talked about already, because when my husband and I were drifting apart, when we didn't realize it and it was just kind of happening, we were kind of in that point a little bit. We were kind of just bugging each other and stuff.
Do you think that you get to that point because you stop focusing on each other and you're so focused on the kids?
Yeah, that could happen. And then sometimes we're just annoyed with each other and we don't tell each other, or we don't talk about it so we can find solutions. And then we draw into ourselves. I took an energy healing class for couples, and we have our energy around us. Mm-hmm. When we're annoyed with our husband, we're going to draw into ourselves and away from him. Then we don't connect as easily because our energy field is here instead of out here. So, you know, they talked about breathing, taking a deep breath, and just trying to calm yourself down. And they had some things to do to increase the strength of that energy field. Mm-hmm. But just focusing on watering your side of the grass.
Yes.
And focusing on the things that you appreciate. And they did talk about a volleyball game that you can do. It's a gratitude volleyball.
Okay.
And so every week you pick a day that you're going to do three things you're grateful for about your spouse.
Okay.
So you say your spouse's name and you say, "I'm so grateful. I noticed this this week and I'm grateful for that." So like if you noticed something they did or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth thing you do is you say something that you wish they would have noticed that you did. So you say your name to them.
Okay.
Like they're saying your name.
Okay.
And so you would just say, you know, "I'm grateful that you remembered to take out the garbage this week," or something, you know.
Okay.
Maybe it's something they didn't notice that you wished they would have noticed.
Oh, I see.
So then they kind of know things that validate you.
Oh, okay. So you're saying, like, if you took the garbage out,
uh-huh,
then you say, "I appreciate," like you're being them, "I appreciate you taking the garbage out."
Mm-hmm.
So that they know what you did and that they know that you want some
validation on it.
Okay, that
so, because I might think, you know, "Oh, she just does that all the time," you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or even cooking a nice meal or whatever. And you talked about if they don't even know if they want to be together.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe start small. So with this energy space that I talked about, if you just reach out and touch your spouse's shoulder when you're passing them, it will help connect your energy spaces. It will help you to reach out. And as you touch their shoulder, you can just feel it. Or even doing a 30-second hug.
I've heard that. Mm-hmm. I was just picturing, okay, what if people don't even like each other anymore? I feel like that would be kind of hard for them to touch a shoulder or the 30-second hug.
Yeah.
Like I heard on a program, somebody was talking about how she feels super uncomfortable doing that 30-second hug.
Okay.
But there's a reason why she didn't feel comfortable. She didn't feel comfortable being vulnerable. So I guess you have to get to the root of that.
Yeah, because you really, to have a strong relationship, you need to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
So even if that couple needs to just, when their spouse does something good, you give them a high five.
Oh,
because the connection, high fives, like, are
touching.
Important. I gave you a high five tonight.
Yes.
Because it connects that energy, it strengthens that energy.
Mm-hmm.
So it does more purpose than just doing a high five.
Oh, that makes sense.
What I love about relationship things is they work for your kids and your friends too.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
So when your kids are struggling, you can just squeeze their shoulder while they're doing their homework.
Mm.
With my husband, I'll make him breakfast sometimes in the morning and I'll just give him a shoulder massage because he works at a desk with a computer all day.
Mm-hmm.
So that just lets him know that I'm thinking about him,
mm-hmm.
I care about him, and I can rub his shoulders.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, so we're out of time, but I really want to finish my questions. So will you come back?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, I guess we are going to come back with Annette next week to finish our questions about dating after you're married. So for everybody out there, and especially those who are married, happy dating.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.